And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock Cod Rick Mexa is out doing field research today. He'll be back in the studio tomorrow to report on his great field research. In the studio with me, Captain Frank Lopez, in first mate, Cap the Rounds from the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. And we're going to have a great time talking fishing. And boy, Frank has some great up-to-date reports to tell you all about. You stay tuned. Southern California Sport Fishing Voice is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Are you as excited about spring fishing as I am? The water stayed warm all winter, which means it's shaping up to be one of the best seasons ever to get out on the water. It's also shaping up to be one of the best seasons ever to visit your Ford dealer. The all-new F-150s are starting to roll in. With over 100 new patents, it's guaranteed to be a game changer. The new Mustang also has everyone buzzing. You've got to check it out. And the new Fusion, Focus, and Escape are better than ever. Fuel efficient and loaded with technology. There's as much interest in these new Fords as there is in spring fishing. In fact, Ford was the most searched automotive brand on Google last year. And once again, it's America's best-selling brand based on 2014 calendar year sales, which makes Ford the brand more people search, buy, and buy again. There's a lot to be excited about this spring, whether you're after tuna, yellowtail, halibut, or a brand new Ford. So visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Discover the reliable Yamaha 4-stroke family. This versatile line of outboards is available in a range of horsepower with exciting new additions like the advanced technology next generation F-115 and F-200. Both the F-115 and the innovation award-winning Yamaha F-200 are the lightest double overhead cam 4-strokes in their classes. The original F-150 delivers legendary reliability, and the all-new F-175 creates a convenient new horsepower tier. Compact, lightweight Yamaha 4-strokes, perfect for repower and ready for anything. Find them today at your local Yamaha Marine dealer. Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel at the Fred Hall shows. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and has tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing with a cross-carbon drag, providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easier to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in a compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it at the Fred Hall Show and your local Shimano dealers.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. As I said, Rock Cod Rick's out doing field research. He just couldn't stand the fact that there's bluefin 9 miles from
Mission Bay.
That's right. Field research.
Yeah. So he just had to go.
I call it just missing work.
Well, you know, it's his job. Right? Right? We have to go do these things.
Yeah, you need to check it out.
We got to. You know, how can we talk about it if we don't do the field research?
Well, Roy swung out that way. You know, he left for Kabul yesterday to pick up a
12-day fly down, fly back.
Right. Well, 18-day, 12-day fly down, fly back. And, you know, going down, you got the current and everything. So he swung out there into U.S. waters and picked up, I think you said, 15 or 18 bluefin, 20 to 30 pounds.
Sweet.
Just so they could have
yesterday
a little
afternoon.
Little, yesterday, I think it was around noon,
Around noon.
And he picked up 15 or 18 bluefin. He said 20 to 30 pounds, just enough for sushi and a dinner, you know.
Yeah, they're going to eat well on the way down.
Yes, they are.
Yeah,
and there. And then he said, Frank, he called me at 5, and he said, Frank, I can't even believe this. There are spots everywhere, birds up, breaking fish. Right now I'm looking at a breezer, giant breezer, giant. Man, you ought to see this thing. It's bigger than a football field.
Really?
Yep.
Wait.
There's a lot of
check
fish.
The calendar. Is it really April 4th?
Yeah, well, you know what? I thought we'd have fish by the 1st of May, but I would have never said April.
No.
I mean, not the 1st of April.
Well, of course.
I don't know. I think there's going to be wahoo in late May or early June right now.
The water's 68 degrees.
We're going to have Dorado in late May and June. I mean, it's
crazy.
Amazing.
I know
it's
Mark Gillette said that he put the Eclipse online at C4 Sport Fishing and sold it out for last night.
Yep.
To go bluefin tuna.
And the same with the Pride. The Pride went online first and filled in an hour and a half.
Unbelievable.
And
people want to go fishing.
Well, of course.
Happy Easter.
Don't you? Obviously, Rick does.
A little Easter bluefin
Easter
would be great.
Bluefin, you bet.
Yeah. And the regulation.
Some of that fish out there is 40 to 60 pounds.
I've heard. And there was talk of 70 pounders.
Well, just down the line a little bit further, they're seeing some 200 to 250.
Oh, man. So a lot of people are asking bluefin regulations in U.S. waters. Of course, there's a zero take in Mexico right now.
That's right.
But in U.S. waters, it's still 10.
Right. And there's some good things going on in Mexico that we hope that is going to change very soon.
Yes, indeed. Okay. I know Ken Frankie's been working diligently on
that. Boy, you know, if there's a guy that the sport fishing industry ought to hold in very, very high esteem, it is Ken Frankie. That man has worked his fanny off. He's got a great crew with Elena and Kenya.
Oh, unbelievable.
And he's a working machine, I gotta tell you. And he's back and forth from Mexico City down to Cabo, wherever he needs to go, Ensenada.
You bet.
And he is promoting good public relations and good things for the Mexican tourism, too. I mean, he's doing all kinds of good things.
You bet.
Our hats off to Ken Frankie.
Yeah, and we're doing a live broadcast in Mazatlan on May the 3rd.
That's right.
With a lot of notable Mexican officials down in Mazatlan, which is the home of Conapesca, which are the Mexican fisheries area. So we'll be flying down with Ken and Kenya and Elena and the whole group down there to Mazatlan.
When is
doing a live broadcast.
May 3rd.
May 3rd, Saturday. Oh. Yeah. You should come with us, Frank.
Well, I'm going a week later.
Yeah, okay.
Back to El Salto.
To El Salto, that's right, That's right. Down to Mazatlan, which is, you know, for years Mazatlan was a place that people didn't want to go because it was kind of the center for drug trafficking and stuff like that. Not anymore.
Boy,
it's really a destination.
Sure looked really nice when I was down
there. A really great destination. It's become very, very popular and very, very affordable to go to as other places in Mexico. And there's so many people that are afraid to go travel to Mexico. I travel there all the time. I can tell you it's safe.
I agree with that.
They're not targeting U.S. tourists.
Well, I sure don't see it, that's for sure.
I have no problems going down there. No problems. But in the meantime, the Royal Players is headed down right now to Cabo to pick up their passengers and then go on a 12-day.
From there, probably out to the buffer zone at Clarion, then probably on to Hurricane Bank. You know, Jonathan had I wish you could have seen that load of fish. There was so many 170s, 180s, 190s.
I saw them.
It was a gorgeous, gorgeous load of fish.
Unbelievable.
He had a lot of fish.
Yeah.
So it was well done. And then, of course, there was Ali Kahin with his 364, his 221, and his 219. First
long-range trip.
Well, he did a three-day trip last September, and they just slayed the yellowtail and small bluefin and yellowfin. he was so excited, and he talked to Roy. He says, I went on that 18-day trip. Well, naturally, it was full, but we got a cancellation, and he got on.
Wow. And look at the results.
Yep.
Wow.
There you go.
Do we call that beginner's luck, Kathy? What do you think?
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, definitely beginner's luck.
Yeah?
The rest of us, you know, sit back and watch every beginner that gets on the boat, and we know what he's going to do.
Hey, what's going to happen.
You do
know
real.
They're going to just catch the biggest fish there is.
You do realize that when he got bit, he was in the galley taking a bite of his burger.
Really?
Really, he was. The crew came out on deck, and that group, you know, when it's time to eat, they all go in to eat. Nobody was fishing. And one of the crew said, why don't you throw a bait out? So he pinned a puffer on, threw it out there, threw it on the trolling strap.
On the trolling strap.
Right. Put it in clicker. So you might try that on your next trip.
Okay.
And,
I like fishing that puffer.
And
he
got bit. One of the crew threw it in gear. 364.
364. Yep. How about that?
That's how you catch the bait.
Daytime.
One. Daytime. Oh, yeah, it was
noon, lunchtime.
Noon, 12.
Yeah, 30. Right in the middle of the day during lunchtime. Imagine that fish, the nerve of it, fighting during lunchtime.
And I got to tell you, every passenger had the highest compliments for Jonathan and the way he ran the boat. He did such a fabulous job.
Jonathan Yamati's amazing. He has pretty good upbringing. Now, is he running the boat
now? Yes, he does have good upbringing.
Yeah.
No. Jonathan's on the boat.
He's on the boat with his dad.
Yes.
John Yamati.
But Roy Rose is actually running the boat.
He's running the
boat.
That's
correct.
Yeah, that's great. Well, we're looking forward to a great, great trip with them. You know, I'm going on the Royal Star. The boat leaves for Cabo next Saturday, and I'm going to fly down a week from Wednesday. And I have my roommate is a newcomer. Never been on a long-range trip. Not necessarily three-day, but never even been on a one-day trip.
Oh.
He's done a lot of. And I talked him in. I said, you need to go on
he's
this
He's done
trip.
A lot of what? Freshwater
He's done
fishing?
A lot of local fishing.
Yeah,
you know, he's got his
you
own
know what?
Boat
if you
and
do
stuff like that.
It's just like I said in my last blog.
Yeah.
If you can fly line a bait and, you know, casting a little bit helps, and you can listen to the crew, you're a candidate.
That's the key. Okay?
Listening to the crew. That is the key. Hey, on a different subject, I think some people know it, but... Mark Paisano, Paul Strasser are now owners of Point Loma Sport Fishing, if those out there didn't know.
Great guys and certainly well-deserved.
Right. They are partners with myself and John Klein. So they are excellent people. Couldn't ask for two better partners than those two guys.
Yes, indeed. And big event happened last night, the 80th anniversary of H&M Landing, the neighbors.
Yes, it was a very, very nice party on the Red Rooster, champagne, hors d'oeuvres. You name it, but a representative of the mayor and the city councilman was there presenting Phil Lowbred with several plaques. And Phil, it was also Phil's retirement party. And what a nice job. And I got to say, what a gentleman he has been to work with over the years. And now the new man that's going to take the helm is Frank Orsetti. And, you know, I've just gotten to know him lately. And I got to say, you know, Brian Kiyohara told me I had to meet him. And I am impressed. This guy is going to do nothing but good things for H&M and for our industry. So congratulations to Orsetti and congratulations to Phil Lowbred.
Phil Lowbred, what a great guy. Worked with him over the years and just a fantastic guy and just a tough guy, too. He's done a lot and been there a long time and done amazing things. And I don't know Mr. Garcetti, but I'm looking forward to meeting him and heard nothing but good things about him.
Like I said, you know, Pete, you need to get him on the show sometime.
Yeah.
He is a good guy.
We'll definitely do that for sure. Well, a lot to talk about here, Frank. Come on. Bluefin tuna in April. What's that mean for this summer?
You know, Pete, it's really tough to say. All I can say is if I was an angler, I just jump on it as soon as I could.
Yeah.
First of all, we know that the U.S. is going to start probably going to impose a limit at some point here that's going to happen.
They're talking mid-May, maybe?
Yeah, mid-May.
Early May.
So you and even then, the limit is tolerable.
Mm-hmm.
But for day-and-day-and-a-half trips right now, you should jump on it if the counts are good, of course, and the weather is good. I would sure be jumping on it. And as far as this summer goes, obviously I feel we're going to have Dorado. I feel we're going to have Yellowfin. I feel we're going to have Wahoo. Right now, the whole ocean or a big part of the Pacific would have to roll over like it does on the beach sometimes at La Jolla and places like that and go to, you know, much colder water. And you know, I really think we're going to have some black marlin up here, maybe blue marlin up in this way.
Yeah.
And because right now the water at the Cape, the last I heard, was 86 degrees.
Yeah. You know? John Ireland called and said it's very, very warm down the east
so
already. Yeah.
That, you know, that means in July it could very well be 90 or 91 there. The warmest water I ever fished in was at Clipperton, and that was 91.
91. Were the fish biting?
We did all right on the tuna, but the bait didn't bite.
That's the problem there, right?
The bait didn't live very well, that's for sure.
Yeah. So we're optimistic for a great season. Kathy, what do you think?
Oh, I think it's going to be one fun summer.
Yeah.
Really, really fun summer.
Yeah. You have any trips planned?
Just the 8-day or the 7-day Blackwater trip.
Yeah.
Incidentally, we do have a couple openings on the Blackwater trip.
Really?
Yep.
When is that?
Unbelievable. August 8th.
August 8th.
And that was due to
7 days.
We had 4 or 5 cancellations. 7 days, yes.
Wow.
Yep.
It's
the only
and you're running
day
the boat?
I have any room for. It's one that I run, yes.
Yeah, wow. Yep. So if you want to go, you better jump on that.
That's correct.
Yeah. What's the Shogun doing right now there?
Shogun is on a 8-day ecology trip.
Okay.
And they return this morning.
All right.
Okay.
And then they're going on a long trip.
They're in for a few days. They're going to replace a few hatches on the boat. And then they're going to take off on a 16-day accurate trip with Jack Nielsen.
With
aboard.
Jack aboard.
Jack
yeah.
Aboard.
Is the trip full?
The trip is full.
Is full. All right.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. He's like the Pied Piper, Jack, isn't he?
No.
People follow him around.
He's a great guy to go on a trip with.
A lot of fun.
He's a lot of fun. Yeah. He takes great photos of everybody and underwater shots of the fish. And
yeah. Plays music.
Plays music and just really keeps it upbeat. You know how bait making can just be terrible, and Jack makes it a fun event. You know, you're like, yeah, I want to make bait.
And if you like to smoke cigars, Jack will accommodate, you know, keep you company.
Keep you company. Yeah, indeed. Indeed. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. We haven't even talked about yet that incredible yellowtail fishing at the islands that the San Diego has been on, and
that,
Captain Ryan Bostian.
That we're
gonna,
booger has just been slammed.
What did he get, 144 yesterday or something?
I don't
like
know
that?
What he ended up with.
I think
yesterday.
He had
101 the day before that.
Yeah, he's unbelievable.
The guy is on it
he's
all
on
the time.
It. We'll talk more about that, and as you can hear, great show with Frank and Kathy here. You want to join us? A line open, 877-792-1090, and a line open on the local side, 858-457-1090. One lucky caller today is going fishing with Captain Ryan Bostian aboard the San Diego, a 3-quarter-day trip on the San Diego from Seaforth Sport Fishing. And when we come back, you stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Mighty 1090.
If you've heard the advice Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance has given anglers over the past couple of years, you know there is much more to your boat insurance than just a low rate. Well, Fifth Avenue Insurance can not only find you the lowest rates on your boat insurance, they also make sure the coverage you get meets all your needs. What if you had an accident with the boat and found out you didn't have proper coverage? Well, that just won't happen when you insure with Fifth Avenue Insurance. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Fifth Avenue Insurance, 619-640-3130, or check the number 5, THAVEINS.com.
For East Cape fishing, Jen Wren is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibarron electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, 2 live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamJenWren.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, 3-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing, and it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu. As Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed points stay sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hooks, light wire, standard and heavy-duty live bait hooks, and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime.
For Rancho Leonero, here's John Ireland.
I'll talk to guests and I'll say, well, how was it? And they say, well, you can talk and improve the fishing. I said, sure, you know, if I had a switch, I would, but how'd you do it? They'll say, well, we fished 3 days and we released 2 marlin and we caught 4 dorado and a bunch of rooster fish. The fishery is intact. Mother Nature's amazing and fishing's good down there. Tuna showed up, big dorado, good billfish, a good striped marlin. The fish photo gallery is interesting. We do honestly make an effort to update it daily. So it gives you a real good idea of what's being caught at the ranch. Another interesting thing that we have, a real-time camera that points off of the front porch of the hotel. A lot of people come on the website just to take a peek and see what the weather's like at the ranch. RanchoLeonero.com. Anytime, I encourage you to come visit Rancho Leonero. I'm proud of it. It's my home, and I'll make sure that you have a great time. I'll personally take care of you.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Captain Frank Lopresti and First Mate Kathy Rounds here from the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Talking fishing here. Every line in the building is filled right now. So keep getting in. Keep trying. 877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090. We're giving away a 3-quarter day trip on the San Diego from C4 Sport Fishing. Frank, we mentioned we talk about that fishing. Unbelievable fishing from Captain Ryan Boschin on the San Diego. And I guess he's back running the boat 5 days a week now.
That
right?
is correct.
Yeah.
He's on the boat 5 days a week. You know, he had a new little baby girl. So
right.
That keeps him busy. But Ryan just loves to fish yellowtail. You
yeah.
know, there's only one guy I can compare him to, and I think Don has met his match. There was, in my opinion, the best yellowtail fisherman ever was Don Sanson.
Don Sanson.
But, boy, Booger, Don, you know, I would have loved to seen the two of them go, you know, Don in his prime and Booger go against each other.
Yeah.
It would be a real race, let me tell
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but wait.
Don would have to pay some serious attention.
Okay, wait a minute here. We're talking like Babe Ruth and, you know, modern-day baseball player. Don didn't have sonar.
I realize that, but
Booger's got sonar.
A lot of this fish right now is being able to use the right set of binoculars and excellent.
Oh, that's another. Don didn't have stabilized binoculars either.
Well,
gyro binoculars.
Don bought my first pair of good binoculars.
Good binoculars.
I'll never forget that. There was a knock on my door, and I remember I went to the door and laying on the mat was a pair of binoculars, and Don was driving away. Pair of the very good Zeiss binoculars.
The Zeiss binoculars. Right. Good equipment makes all the difference in the world, right?
Oh, unbelievable.
Think about
and
how
the stabilized binoculars are key.
The gyros
know?
Are amazing. Oh, yeah.
Very key. And Ryan, he doesn't have one. He doesn't have two. He has three of them aboard.
Three pairs
and
of gyros.
He has three people looking all the time.
All the time.
And that accounts for a lot.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
That's like a long-range boat. Generally, when we're looking for fish, there's 3 to 4 guys looking. And Booger's just, you know, done that. And then he's got his RSW and everything else. We can't talk enough about him, but he is very, very good.
You talk to any top-of-the-line captain, they call them game changers, gyro binoculars, right?
Yeah, well,
would you agree?
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Yeah. If you don't have them on your boat... You're not seeing it all, right?
Yeah, but they're not exactly cheap to come by.
No, they're not. They're not at all. No,
and then if you drop them, then there's another big
expense.
Yeah,
it can be expensive to, yeah, you got to take good care of them. No doubt about it.
You guys mentioned real briefly RSW. That makes a huge difference
sure.
in what you get to go home and eat that night. I mean, catching yellowtail and putting them in a sack for the day is nothing compared to dropping them in RSW.
Oh, yeah, drop them in RSW
they
and then you send
beautiful.
Them. You send them to... Fisherman's
processing. And get them backpacked.
Oh,
man. You're good to go.
You know, Sean was telling me he has a night drop now. Are you aware of that?
Oh, yeah.
God,
I
didn't know that.
Night drop where if you go fishing and you come in after they're closed,
yeah.
you just call them pre-arranged the day before.
Pre-arranged. Call
and you get your tag and a combination and you drop them in ice water right there, big bin sitting outside of Fisherman's
Pick them up
processing,
the next morning.
Locked up. Yeah, and get them. Yeah, unbelievable. I went fishing on my boat to the islands on Wednesday, excuse me, and we didn't go far enough. Booger, of course, had 150. We stopped at South Kelp Ridge. They were down at the rock pile just whacking them, and we didn't. The weather was up a little bit, and didn't want to quite go any further, and I should have. You know, I didn't want to do it. That was the first day they were biting down there. We ended up with a nice low. We had five yellows and took them to Fisherman's. We filleted a couple of small ones on the boat. And then we took a larger fish to Fisherman's Processing. What a difference. Yeah. You leave them on ice for a day, and then you have the guys down at Fisherman's Processing process them.
It's good to leave them on ice.
It's good to leave them on ice. And then it's good to have the guys cut, the professionals cut it. You take it out of the bag, and you put it in the pan.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that good.
Pete, Kathy's taught me that when you get that fish from Fisherman's Processing, if you're not going to freeze it, just submerge it in ice. Don't lay it on ice. You got to put it on a layer of ice, and you got to cover it with ice. And you can keep it in that cooler for a week, and it'll stay gorgeous.
Much better than the refrigerator. Refrigerator is nothing. You keep it surrounded in ice, and it keeps it right at 32, and that fish is beautiful.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah, something about good, fresh fish that you catch on your long-range trip or your local trip. I love local yellowtail. Fresh yellowtail.
Yeah. On the barbecue.
Anytime, right?
A little lemon and butter. Oh.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Oh, yeah. So good. Hey, we have a lot of people who want to talk to you guys, so let's go ahead and jump into the phones. Tom in San Diego, you're first up on Let's Talk Hook Up. Good morning.
Well, good morning, and good morning to Frank and Kathy, who I want to commend because they were pulling their shifts in the Friends of Rollo booth, both
of them.
They were racking it up.
Well, we were trying, but you know what? We want to thank the public for all of their support. And, you know, everybody's a winner because we're going to be taking kids fishing, and we're going to be taking a lot of kids fishing that will never get the opportunity to do so. And in the long run, hopefully it'll result with better citizens and better people. So thank you all. And then one more thing is I'd really like to thank all the volunteers. What a group of volunteers Jim Holden put together.
Absolutely.
It was really nice, and they worked, just hours and hours and hours.
Yeah. And Friends of Rollo can't exist without volunteers because that's what really makes us be able to take more kids fishing.
No question about it. Raised thousands and thousands of dollars, and that means hundreds of kids are going to go fishing on Friends of Rollo this next
year. We just called Howard to have him up the limit of charters that we can take.
So yeah.
Those groups that want to go fishing that have got a group of kids that remember the rule is five chaperones, but they're non-fishing chaperones. They have to help the kids. But
yeah, you bet.
Just get on our website. You'll get a phone number. Give them a call, and we'll get you set up.
RolloKids.com.
That's
the place to go. And big kudos and thank you to Jim Holden, the new director of Friends of Rollo. Mike Lum, Tim Baker.
Harold Davis.
I mean, all those guys.
But I think Tom had a question or two, didn't you not, Tom?
Yes, I did, Frank. And I also want to say thank you to our fishing councilman, Scott Sherman. He came up with a plan. It may not be the final plan, but at least he was able to float another plan about the new stadium or the stadium for Mission Valley. So kudos to him. My question is, if we're going out and the local, we're going out and we're expecting maybe to 40, 50, maybe to 75 pound, and then if we run into maybe 150 plus pound school, what's the difference, and you would advise people on how to land the bigger fish, say 150 pound plus fish, versus say the 50 to 75 pound fish?
Patience.
Well, first of all, if you're on a daily boat and you get into a school of fish that is that 75 to 150 pound fish, you have got to have, you'd like to say 80 pound, but no, they're not going to bite that. You'd like to say 60 pound. Chances are they're not going to bite that too well, but I'd go with a minimum of 60 pound fluorocarbon or maybe 50 pound. You can land 150 pound fish on the fluorocarbon. I would say the most key thing that you need to do is make sure you're using the right style hook. Because bluefin have this, you can fight them for an hour, hour and a half, but as they come to color, rather than stay on their side a lot, they get to where they're swimming like, right side up, and they will shake their head back and forth, and man, you can just see them trying to cut that mono, and they've got sharp teeth. And if you don't believe me, just run your finger across those teeth.
Oh, yeah. Circle
and
hook?
For sure you want a circle hook or a Mutu-style hook for sure.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, you can use the other type of hook as long as you don't set the hook. You fish it like, you know, you can use an offshore hook as long as you fish it like you fish a Mutu.
Put it in gear and wind.
That's right. And then you're more than likely going to hook him in the corner of the mouth. But if, you know, it's a matter of luck. If you don't hook that fish in the corner of the mouth, your chances aren't good of landing him on 50 or 60. If you have him in the corner of the mouth, I think you can land 150, 160-pound bluefin on 50-pound.
There you go. Thanks for getting us started, Tom. Thanks a lot for the call. Let's go live with Mark Gillette aboard. He's the bluefin man here. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How you doing this morning?
Doing great.
Mark,
are you on the water?
You got already?
I am not on the water, but Captain Adam is on the water, and he had me call in. He's already got five on the deck on his one-day trip, and he's like, I'm too busy to call in. There's bird spots up. There's fish up. I got to go. I thought I'd call in and let you guys know it's a one-day trip.
Thank you, Mark. That's a one-day trip out of Seaforth. They're going to be running trips, I believe, every day out of there. So there you are. That's an awful good start at 7:30 in the morning because a lot of times they don't get up until about 7 in the morning. So.
And it's been an afternoon thing, right, Mark?
I don't know, to be honest with you. You know, it's just all started by a couple of guys that went out fishing on Wednesday, and I thought it was either the greatest April Fool's prank of all time or really onto something special here.
Same thing I
we're
thought.
On to something special here.
It was April Fool's Day, and here's these guys catching bluefin tuna, and we're going, yeah, right. It was real. It was no April Fool's joke, was it?
It's the real deal, my friends. He said to Fisher that he had got on the boater in the, 25 to 30-pound class, and he said he definitely sees spots of fish up with some better grade in it, and we'll find out tomorrow morning when we call back in to let you know what we finish up with. But he sounded pretty excited. He's like, man, I don't even have time to call. There's spots up right now and birds everywhere. And he said, we're going to go to work here.
Gotta love it. So you're going back out tonight on the Eclipse?
I don't believe that we're out tonight, but I'm sure we'll, just depending on our boat schedules and everything, that we'll get these boats out here fairly soon this week and you know, for this next weekend.
Yeah, so, indeed. I know tomorrow's Easter, and there's a lot of boats. Not a lot of boats are going to be fishing on Easter.
Yeah, just
there's a couple boats out of Seaforth, I think, that are still online, as well as probably Fisherman's Landing. So you guys want to just check the website. And, I know the biggest thing for a lot of folks is that they always say, well, we don't know if the boat's going to go. It's like, guys, just book your trip. I mean, we don't collect the money from you unless the boat goes, so you got no risk, so. You want to see these boats get off the dock, especially early season. Just you're thinking about going, just book the trip and then let's go fishing.
Well, Mark, for a lot of people, and I really admire the skippers that do this, just put on their definite go. You know, that's all the skipper has to do, and then the passengers know that they're going to go, okay?
Yeah, absolutely, and we did that on this trip. We put the boat online, I believe, Friday, or was it Thursday evening at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. We're sold out by 10 o'clock.
Pretty good. Well, that's great. Yeah. Well, if somebody wants to go aboard the Eclipse, how do we get a hold of you?
Yeah, you just call C4 Sport Fishing, 619-224-3383, or just get online there, C4landing.com. Get aboard the boat.
All right. Thanks, Captain Mark Gillette, Eclipse
Thanks,
out of C4. Thanks for the report. Fantastic. And of course, tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, we're going to have Captain Mike Pritchard, speaking of bluefin, from the Tribute, who has been on that fish at the Cortez and beyond all winter.
Yes.
Winter. Bluefin.
That man. Yeah. That man and his second skipper, Jake, have done an unbelievable job.
So that'll be Easter Sunday tomorrow morning, 7 to 9, right here on the Mighty 1090. And let's go out and find what's biting in Baja, mainland Mexico. The cast man, Richard Castaneda, and this report sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. You get the finest fish processing while you wait from your local, your long range, or your private boat trip. They have taken San Diego processing to new levels with superior service, superior product, and innovations like pre-booking your orders, and the new tuna burger, of course. Find them on Facebook at Fisherman's Processing, or for more details, check fishermansprocessing.com. Buenos dias, Casman!
Buenos dias, Pedro. Good show. Every time you got Frank on that show, it's always a good one.
Always fun.
It is. It is. Hey, Pete, fishing down in Cabo? They're still going through that transition. A lot of temperature changes in the water. They're seeing a lot of striped marlin. They just don't want to really eat. So they're picking up a few, but nothing really stellar. But the real action there in that area is up around Punta Gordo, up in the Sea of Cortez there, around San Luis Bank, and Vina Lama area. They're, the elephant tuna, actually the yellowtail went off the previous week at the Gordo, but inside that Sea of Cortez, the tuna went off this week. Here we are, just starting in April, you know, end of March, and, the elephant tuna are just, in there in pretty good numbers, and, not real big fish, but, you know, quality, lots of fun fish, you know, 15 to 30 pound fish. Also, probably one of the better wahoo bites so far this year, which is really kind of unusual this early in the season. The Playita fleet there picked up quite a few this past week. Not a lot of big fish. There's some as little as 10, 15 pounds up to 20, 25 pounds, but wahoo this early, wow, I'm telling you, I just don't know what's going to happen. But when we get into the real season, once these waters, temperature settle down in the area there and get back to, you know, good range there in that low 80s, mid 80 range. But over in Mazatlan there, great, still some great striped marlin, probably the best striped marlin fishing in Baja and Mexico. They've got a really good bite going over there, and they've had it now for the last couple weeks. And I seem to remember last year about this time, they also were probably the more dominant striped fishing marlin anywhere in the southern Baja and mainland Mexico. So some really good striped marlin fishing going there. They're also picking up a few tuna. Moved down to Zihuatanejo, which is normally a crazy and wild spot there during the winter. Here again, they've got different temperatures of water, you know, warmer water on the surface, colder water. Fish are all mixed up. They don't know what to do, where to swim to. And they are picking up a few sails, but not like they should normally this time of year, along with some Dorado. And of course, inshore is usually always good this year, this time of year for the roosters and the jacks. And, you know, this is the time of year the big roosters are migrating north, and, they're picking up those 50, 60 pounders. The reports I've got right now, they're ranging between 20 to 30 pounds. So, some.
A little slower down there.
Yeah, a little slower.
Yeah, the water's warmer. It's different.
Yeah, and then moving over to Cancun, they got the first striped marlin of the season, which is really early for that. As you know, that's usually a May, June. And they're all picking up some sales there. So, you know, a lot of things are changing right now, especially with these El Nino conditions that we've got. I think you'll start to see things really starting to, as that warm water starts to move south again, I think you'll probably see things really start to pick up and really settle down and get back to normal in that area.
Indeed. But, if somebody wants to go on a trip, Baja, mainland Mexico, Panama, we still have spots on our Panama trip next year?
Yeah, I think I've got one boat left. Could be to fish two or three. If you're single, I can always team you up with somebody, so don't be afraid to call. 800-593-6510. Check us on the web, www.casttours.com, and I'll talk to you guys next Saturday.
Thanks, Castman. Talk to you next Saturday. Appreciate that report. One line open. Every line has been full, but you have a chance right now. 877-792-1090. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones and talk to Ralph in Hermosa Beach. Good morning, Ralph.
Hey, good morning, Frank. Kathy, how are you?
Good morning. Great.
We're great. Well,
Frank, a question for you is, if a guy was just getting started and considering a long-range trip, how many days would you recommend?
I would recommend a minimum of 5. And my reason for that is, you know, and I'd say 5 to 7. The reason for that is the 3-day trip, generally, you're only going to fish offshore. Now, there's some exceptions to that. Now and then you'll get into San Martin or Punta Canoas and catch some yellowtail. But you don't get enough of that island fishing. You know, like on a 5-day trip, you almost always get to Cedrus, Benitas, and possibly, if we get our permits, to Guadalupe. So that's why I suggest a 5, so you have a more complete experience rather than a 3-day trip or a 2.5-day trip.
Good
so,
fishing, amount of fishing time, and a lot of options.
And a chance for crew to teach. That's also the other thing.
I think that's one of the most valuable things about going on a long-range trip is what you learn on the trip.
That's right.
Right.
And not just from the crew, from other passengers.
Yeah.
You know, you learn a lot.
And from your own experience.
Yeah.
You know, you go out and you hear all this, and then you get to try it and see what works.
Right.
I've said it before. I'll say it one more time. It's just like you telling your son who plays baseball, yes, you can go to baseball camp next week where you're going to play ball in the morning, in the afternoon, and and at dinner or after dinner.
Yeah. You know, same kind of deal.
Same kind of.
It's like going to college.
That's right.
Yeah. How about the rules for the bluefin take in Mexico? Are they going to lift that?
It looks very positive, and I think we're going to hear something pretty soon. And I don't know what kind of limit they'll impose, but it does look positive. And, you know, it would surely help if the U.S. removed the dolphin safe thing, which is about 20 or 25 years old, mm-hmm. and the Mexican fishermen are very dolphin safe. So it would, you know, they haven't been able to sell yellowfin tuna in the U.S. for about 25 years, and it's about time that law got changed. So they have some justification for what they're doing, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Sam and Irvine, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Great.
Good. Hey, a question for Frank. I was going to ask him about the shortest trip he does, but really I was thinking back about seeing a picture of him in a book by Chuck Garrison, like in the 80s. How did you get started, and how long have you been doing it? You're pulling on like a saver with a Pen 90 or something in a net.
That was a
Fisher cut bait.
I believe that was a Pen 14.
Pen 14.
Oh, it was a huge reel. I remember who I took a fish from Charlie Linfesty, and because he got tired out, it was a big, big fish. Unfortunately, we did lose that fish, and that was a Clipperton. But anyhow, how did I get started? God, this story is old. I mean, I started fishing on the piers when I was three with my folks. You know, my mom and dad were both from the old country, from Sicily, and I started, that was our enjoyment. And then I started at San Clemente Sport Fishing on the piers. I eventually became a deckhand.
Don Hansen, right?
Yes. Yeah. Well, Don Hansen was there at that time. Yeah, he was running the San Mateo.
Huh.
And very, very, he was a wonderful influence on my life. And I became a deckhand when I was 10, and it was such a thrill for me. It's what I lived for. And I think I made up my mind when I was 12 that I was going to be a fisherman, and the most important thing in my life was to get a charter boat.
Well,
and that's what I had hoped to do, is have a charter boat.
Wow. And there, and then the rest is history, right?
Yep. The rest is
when
history.
Are we going to write a lot about
good,
you?
And
right?
A lot of good luck.
A lot of good luck. Well, you've done quite a job, and you've done a lot of great things. And your partner, Bill Poole, for
yep.
many, many years. My
Thank
gosh.
You, Pete.
Yeah, so much great things, and so much for so many people in the industry, including myself, too.
Did you have anything else there, Sam, other than...
No, they and what's the longest, the shortest trip that you do, that you personally, Skipper?
I will be running a three-day trip or two this summer. However, generally, it's a seven-day trip. I know I'm actually getting down to where I'm trying to run the boat only about 80 to 85 days a year because I'm trying
only 80 85
I'm trying,
days a year.
I'm trying to enjoy fishing myself in other parts of the world and enjoy life in general a little more. And you know, when you have a guy like Roy Rose and Jonathan Yamati, these guys are so sharp and so good that, you know, it's almost like yeah, we better go with Frank this time. Either Jonathan or Roy are usually on the boat because he probably is going to need a little help seeing
yeah.
things or whatever, you know. So,
no doubt about it.
Anyhow, I still love it so much that I want to be on the boat at least 75 to 85
years. You have a passion for it.
Yep.
No, I still do. Passion for it. Hey, Sam, good questions. Thanks a lot for the call. Let's go live to the San Diego. Captain Ryan Boschin's on the line. Good morning, Booger.
Good morning, Pete. How's it going? We're just headed out here. I don't have too long to talk because we are getting in the zone here, and I see some birds through the binoculars that we're going to need to check out.
Yeah. Would those be gyro binoculars?
Yes, they are. Absolutely. They are. They're an absolute must with this style of fishing right now. I just wanted to call and talk a little bit about the yellowtail fishing, the phenomenal yellowtail fishing that's been taking place this week, and kind of tell you guys how our day went yesterday. Yesterday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, we had zero fish on the boat. I take that back. We had two 10-pound bonita on the boat at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and we were stressing. And we hit a
Were you really, Booger? You were stressing?
Oh, big time, Frank. big time. And then we hit a school, and we drifted on it for an hour, and when it was all said and done, we had 90 of those 15 to 25-pound yellowtail on the boat.
Wow. In 1 hour.
1 hour, 58 people fishing. It was quite the scene. You should have seen it,
Pete. Oh, my God.
Fun.
Can imagine. Wow.
Yeah, then we had a couple stops after that late in the day, and we ended up with 155 yellowtail yesterday.
Amazing.
The style of fishing we're doing right now, it's open water sonar school fishing. It's actually a lot like fishing offshore, where one stop can make your day. So if you're going to come out, just know that we're only seconds away from a good stop. And we're starting to catch more and more fish up on the surface. The surface iron fishing the past 4 or 5 days has been excellent. Excellent, excellent surface iron fishing. 7Xs, Tatty 45s, all the standard surface lures there. We're still getting some on the yo-yo. We're getting plenty on the fly line sardine. But if you're a surface iron guy, it's been a lot of fun lately.
Question, Booger, real quick. Do you feel that more people should be taking advantage of the surface iron?
I do. I mean, in my opinion, it's the funnest way to catch a yellowtail in the world. And if you've never done it, it would be a good time to come out and practice. These open water school yellowtail, they're a little easier to hook than the yellowtail on the surface iron when we're, say, fishing on the anchor around the islands, you know. Around the anchor, around the islands, it could be a little tougher to get a bite on the surface iron, and it could get frustrating for a beginner. But these open water sonar schools, when we chum on them, if it's the right time of day, they come and eat everything in the water. So a guy could build a lot of confidence fishing the surface iron with this style of fishing.
Wow. That sounds like so much fun. Now, are you running Easter Sunday tomorrow?
Yeah, the boat is running tomorrow on Easter Sunday for sure. Captain Toto will be taking over the next couple of days. He's been doing a phenomenal job. The boat's online 7 days a week. We leave 5:30 in the morning. Counts have been anywhere from 50 to 100. We had a day for 178 yellowtail. I think it was Wednesday. That was the biggest count of the week for us. It's been very, very good fishing.
And it's been nice quality too, right?
Yeah, you know, the last few days has been excellent quality. A lot of 18, 20 pounders. About a week ago, there was a fair amount of 10-pounders in the mix, but we have not seen those for the last 3 or 4 days. It's been 15 to 25-pounders, a lot of 20-pounders lately.
Nice. Wow. Well, if somebody wants to come aboard the San Diego, how do we do that?
The best thing to do would be just call the landing and talk to John and Mark and the guys. Make a reservation at 619-224-3383. You can also make a reservation on the boat's website, www.thesandiego.com, and also the landing's website there, seaforthlanding.com. So a lot of different ways to make reservations.
And reservation, especially because you of the great yellowtail fishing, are advised, right?
Absolutely, yes. Make a reservation. You know, a lot of times people say, oh, you know, the boat's crowded and stuff. Well, the boat's crowded for a reason. It's because the fishing's good. So if you get on a boat and there's only 5 or 6 people standing around you, that's not always a great sign.
Well, Captain Ryan Boschinen, live aboard the San Diego, I bet in a matter of moments you'll be casting some jigs headed for Yellowtail, right?
That's right, Pete. There's some birds up here that look pretty good, so we're going to get to work.
All right, Booger. Thanks for giving us a call this morning.
So, you know, that's something that I'd like to talk about just for a second here. More people need to get into that fun fishing. Usually it's like 5 to 10 people out of 50 that'll take advantage of that surface iron. All you need is a little longer rod, and you can check with your tackle store.
Right.
We call them long rods. You know,
it doesn't have to be 9 or 10 feet. It can be 8 feet.
Yes, it can.
Yeah.
But the more important thing is, as I've pounded it in before, a little bit of casting practice, because it helps to get it out there a little further. And then it doesn't have to be a fast wind. It's all about the swim of the jig. And it can be a slow wind or a medium slow wind, and you have to play with it. But then the fun part is watching the back come out of the water and chasing it, and five or six fish trying to grab it at the same time.
Yes.
It's an amazing thrill.
And I'll throw a plug in for our sponsor, Shimano, the Tranx. If you're an inexperienced surface iron fisherman, you get the high-speed Tranx. It makes life a lot easier throwing that surface iron.
Well, Shimano always has fabulous equipment.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Hey, when we come back, more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Mighty 1090. Have fun in the sun catching fish and take home $1,000 cash. How does that sound? This is Pete Gray, and I want to personally invite you to join me and a great group of people this October at one of the best fishing resorts in the world, Hotel Palmas de Cortez in Baja's amazing East Cape. This is our 21st year, and to celebrate, we have raised the bar. Thanks to the generosity of George Weir Asphalt in Escondido, we will award one lucky angler $1,000 cash for catching the largest tuna, dorado, or wahoo in our two-day tournament. Now, don't be intimidated by the word tournament. Our Palmas de Cortez event is all about having fun, catching fish, and winning some great prizes, including $1,000 cash and a bunch more, including the first place team wins a trip to Palmas de Cortez, along with having all their fish processed for free by the East Cape Smokehouse. Get this, tournament entry is free for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, so make your reservations now for October 8th through 12th by calling Van Warmer Resorts at 877-777-TUNA or check the trips page at hookup1090.com for more details.
Fisherman's Landing Tackle is Southern California's premier Shimano Pro Shop. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Let our saltwater tackle professionals show you the best Shimano has to offer, including Talica, Trinidad A, Therese, Stella, Saragossa, Corrado, Terramar, Waxwing, Cold Sniper, Butterfly, Lucanus, Torium, Tiagra, and too much more from Shimano Dimension. Bottom line, we have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater tackle and the knowledge to properly equip you for your trip. Make sure to see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com.
It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Dubois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Hey, this is Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Pissa. My brother Bruce and I make a living catching giant bluefin tuna. In fact, I wouldn't even go fishing with any other sunglasses than Maui Jim. Put a pair of Maui Jims on and instantly the glare is gone, the UV that can damage your eyes is gone, the ocean's true colors come shining through like never before. And with more contrast and clarity, you can see the bluefin at that critical time. Take it from me. Try a pair at your local tackle shop or check out MauiJim.com. You won't believe your eyes.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Padres are playing some kind of baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Boy, a lot going on here. You just heard from Captain Ryan Boschian live aboard San Diego, coming up on a bird school down toward the Coronado Islands. He's running daily out of Seaforth Sport Fishing. We heard from Captain Mark Gillette on the Eclipse, catching bluefin in U.S. waters. Come on, Frank, is it really July? No, it's April 4th.
That's right.
And what's going to happen in July?
You never know.
You just never know. Hey, lines are packed. They want to talk to you, so let's go ahead and jump back into it. Matt and La Mesa, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Pete. Good morning, Frank. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Good to see everybody up at the show in Del Mar. Hoping to get out this Thursday on the San Diego for some of that insane yellowtail fishing.
Good.
Question, Frank. This influx of bluefin this early, do you think this is possibly a resurgence of bluefin from Guadalupe, and what is the update on fishing Guadalupe?
Okay, do I think it's a resurgence of the fish at Guadalupe? No, I think this is completely different fish. I think that fish at Guadalupe is kind of almost like home guard fish. And what is the deal on Guadalupe? There are a few boats, a handful, that have gone through a very extensive permit process for the last 8 months. And I would say that handful of boats is very, very close to possibly having a permit. But for a definite answer, I would say we will know somewhere between the 1st and 15th of May whether that handful of boats is going to get permitted. And then who knows from there what will happen.
And that's plenty of time, because the fall is the time for Guadalupe.
Right. Well, from July 30th on.
July 30th.
Okay. October, November is prime at Guadalupe. But that's about the best answer I can give you on that, Matt, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. In other words, stay tuned, because there are things happening.
Brewing.
They're brewing. Yeah, for sure. All this fishing talk is, I don't know about you, but it makes, Kathy, does it make you want to go fishing?
I just want to not go on the road trip we're going on
today. Yeah,
I want to
go yellowtail
fishing. Like, why am I leaving San Diego right now?
Yeah. Well, I got a couple opportunities for you to go fishing with a great guy on angler management, Bob Aronson. We have one spot left on our Coronado Islands trip with him next Saturday. It's a four-pack aboard his 26-foot center console Scout. Fantastic. Bob does a great job. One spot left next Saturday to go fishing the Coronado Islands. We have a couple spots left May 6th and June 9th to go fishing with Captain Bob Aronson aboard a four-pack boat. Angler Management, he's a great guy, and they're going to catch some fish. So pretty good opportunities. So if you want to go, check our website, trips page, hookup1090.com. Go to our trips page, find those trips, and jump on them. Or check out amsportfishing.com, amsportfishing.com, and go fishing next Saturday with Captain Bob. Jump back in the phones here and talk to Paul calling us from Bellflower. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, how's it going?
Great.
Okay, my question's for Frank. How did you get started, and when did you get started?
I guess you missed the earlier caller. I got started actually working on a boat. I was 8 to 10 years old.
8 to 10?
Yeah. When I was 8, they used to give me $3 a day to make sure I cleaned up all the seasick leftovers.
Yeah.
And kept the heads clean and scrubbed the boat. I got $3 a day for that. And I thought,
nice.
And I got to wear hip boots, which back then when I was a kid, that was really important.
8 years old? Yeah. Heck yeah.
And then they gave me a job working a few days a week when I was 10.
Yeah.
And that was at San Clemente Sport Fishing. Yeah.
Wow. When they ran, there was no harbor. There was no
No. That was part of the fun is going down the side of the pier, because you didn't use the gangway. The first boat out in the morning, you went down, you climbed down the pilings. Actually, there was 2x4s that went from piling to piling, and you just went down the piling on those 2x4s, and you put a skiff in the water, and that skiff went out to the moorings that were out in front of San Clemente Pier, and got on the boat. And then when you got on the boat, you put the skiff on the mooring, and you'd come in, and not only would you pick up passengers, but you'd pick up the crew for the next boat. And once you left the pier, you went out and dropped the crew off the next boat.
Wow.
They scheduled them that way.
When did you move to San Diego?
Oh, I moved to San Diego when I was, well, as soon as Bill Poole gave me the opportunity to get the original searcher. I was about 22 or 23.
Okay, so that was your first boat out of San Diego?
Out of San Diego, the
original searcher,
right? Which later became the Conquest.
That was shortly after college.
Oh yeah,
shortly after college. After you graduated.
Wow, where'd you graduate from college?
St. Mary's.
All right, very good. All right, little history there. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. And when we come back, we have more history. We're making history in Southern California, fishing extraordinaire. 2015. You stay tuned. More of it. Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mighty 1090.
This is
is Rick Jensen with the Sport Fishing Financial Group. I wanted to let you know that I'll be at Day of the Dock Sunday, April 19th, to meet and talk to you about getting aboard one of our six-pack charters. I've been working in the financial industry for over 25 years and my family fishing our local waters for four generations. We're poised to have a banner fishing season, and spending time aboard one of our fully outfitted offshore suites is great. So stop by my booth at Day of the Docks and see how I can improve the service of your personal or business finances and become part of the Sport Fishing Financial Group. Give us a call at 949-481-1807 or check us out on the web at sportfishingfinancialgroup.com.
Cedro's Tackle has some great news. They are expanding to offer you new adventures to complement their fully outfitted tackle shop right on Cedro's Island. Cedro's Tackle will now offer kayak fishing and tours. The adventure includes deluxe accommodations in Cedro's Tackle's own brand new three-bedroom, two-bath cottage that provides all the comforts of home, yet gives each guest their own private space to rest after a long day of fishing and fun on Cedro's Island. The kayak adventures include the use of fully outfitted Hobie Outback Mirage Drive kayaks, perfect for fishing, spearfishing, snorkeling, and more. Your Cedro's Tackle kayak adventure includes transportation to a remote location, either by panga or truck. While you are out fishing, the crew will set up a relaxing day camp, including a barbecue lunch. Have the kayak adventure of a lifetime without the work. You just fish and enjoy. Cedro's Tackle can even take care of all your equipment. So for your next trip to Cedro's Island, try a kayak adventure with Omar, Jeff, and the gang at Cedro's Tackle. For more information or to help plan your trip, check the website at cedrostackle.com.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
XSPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh my gosh, this club is playing fantastic baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
When you're out fishing this year, there's two ways to be a hero. You can help save lives by making sure everyone on your boat wears a life jacket. And with the drought conditions, you can help save water. Because every drop we save is another drop out there for us and our fish. So be a hero, on the water and off. There's lots of ways to conserve, and there are lots of life jackets designed especially for anglers. To learn more about being a hero, take your hero quiz at BoatCalifornia.com. A message from the California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Are you as excited about spring fishing as I am? The water stayed warm all winter, which means it's shaping up to be one of the best seasons ever to get out on the water. It's also shaping up to be one of the best seasons ever to visit your Ford dealer. The all-new F-150s are starting to roll in. With over 100 new patents, it's guaranteed to be a game changer. The new Mustang also has everyone buzzing. You've got to check it out. And the new Fusion, Focus, and Escape are better than ever. Fuel efficient and loaded with technology. There's as much interest in these new Fords as there is in spring fishing. In fact, Ford was the most searched automotive brand on Google last year. And once again, it's America's best-selling brand based on 2014 calendar year sales, which makes Ford the brand more people search, buy, and buy again. There's a lot to be excited about this spring, whether you're after tuna, yellowtail, halibut, or a brand new Ford. So visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
This is Greg Stotespray from AFCO. For over 20 years, AFCO has been known for its traditional fishing shorts. We now will also be known for our new line of next-generation fishing and board shorts. Our new M82 tactical fishing shorts feature quick-dry, high-tech, two-way stretch fabric, zipper fly, six functional pockets, plus pliers pocket, sublimated camo print, and our DWR finish so your shorts don't get stained. Also new to the AFCO line are the M25 Stingray board shorts. The Stingray board shorts feature new, quick-dry, four-way mind stretch fabric, modern zipper fly, two technical high cargo pockets with inverted zippers, silicone printed draw cords, along with our DWR finish to repel stains. Both shorts are new to the AFCO line and come in a variety of colors and sizes. These technically advanced fishing and board shorts continue AFCO's long tradition of providing the world's finest fishing and board shorts. Check them out today at Better Shops Everywhere.